Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Green County Development Corporation Executive Director, is Ken Paxton, now joining us. So thank you very much, Ken, for coming on. And let's just kind of dive right in. And, you know, 2020 was kind of a write-off year because of the pandemic, kind of messed a lot of things up and delayed a bunch of stuff. And 2021 seemed like a little bit better year for everybody, especially for GCDC. Ken, can you just kind of remind us and maybe talk about some of the accomplishments, some of the things that either GCDC began or were able to complete last year?
Yeah, I guess I'll be positive and say that GCDC had a really pretty good year as far as projects. We participated in or led or at least had a part in a lot of projects that went on in 2021. And I'll just quickly list them. Obviously, most of you can see the Early Learning Center in construction. It was an enormous project and extremely successful. We were proud to be a part of that. The middle school apartments right next door is a project we continue to contribute funding to and support and work with, and that's on schedule. You should see a lot more action as far as the movement at the school in 2022. We help fund and bring in Gravitate. They're now open and doing very well. In that same area, we're also helping with funding and support for a second-story housing project that's right above Gravitate and also the bank there on the corner. So that's another one. I don't know if any of you know about the White Apartments, but it's an apartment complex about two blocks off the square, across the street from the veterinarian office, and there's 12 apartments in that complex. They should be open in March. The good news is 10 of the 12 are already rented, and they'll all be rented by the time they open. We have reinvigorated our efforts in Home-Based Iowa, which is a project that Governor Branstad started, and he started here in Greene County. We kind of flattened out for a while, but now we've become more aggressive again to try to bring veterans into our community. And I'm proud to say, now hired five, we have an incentive program that pays them to relocate, and that's been successful. And our last one, the Retail Revisited, what that is a combination between our retailers in town and the Career Academy in high school. Our tech students have become interns and are helping our retail stores get more aggressive and more visibility on social media. That was extremely successful. We've had one session already, and we're into our second session with seven additional businesses. It's just been an enormous asset for our retail community and one that really hasn't been done anywhere else.
Well, Ken, let's kind of tackle the two big ones that you listed off right away, the Greene County Early Learning Center new building project, as well as the middle school apartment conversion project. Now, those two components, I've heard this time and time again, and maybe you can just reiterate this for us, is part of this bigger overarching plan of a three-block project. Can you tell us how those two components fit into that overall project and what the other components may be included in that?
Well, those are, in effect, two of the four parts to it. The three-block project is just what it says. It's three blocks. The first block is community center, and the goal there is to put an indoor water park on the side of the community center, attach that to it. The second block is the middle school, and that will be upscale apartments, and they are truly going to be beautiful. They're going to be some of the nicest rural apartments you've ever seen. And the third block is the early learning center, and that, as you can see, is moving along pretty quickly. Around all three of those projects will be open green space with a stage and park facilities for kids. We're looking at maybe moving the farmer's market over there. It'll be an open area, bringing families in, and all of this is going to be right there on Highway 4. It'll be one of the most beautiful selling points you've ever seen in a rural community.
Why such a big push to kind of get this? It's not only underway, the initial plans for this three-block project, but why such a push to have something like this come to fruition?
Well, as everybody's probably well aware of, rural communities are having trouble attracting population. We're no different. We've done a lot of things that have kept our population where it is, and we've grown slightly, but we want to continue to attract new people, both to our community and also to our workforce. Our employers, as most of them in the United States now, are suffering with a lot of open jobs. And one of the things that brings people into a community is the assets of that community. And this would be an enormous asset and an enormous attraction for people all over the Midwest region.
How likely, Ken, do you see not only the middle school project come to fruition? Because as I understand it, the one big kind of check mark left to be had on that project is getting the federal and state historical tax credits to be able to separate that gym away from the three-story portion. So how likely do you see that coming to fruition, as well as your indoor water park idea?
On the middle school, that funding is the last piece in place. Everything else is in place. There really is no reason why that final piece won't happen. happen. They've already been approved as a federal historic site. So it's just a matter of doing some fairly complicated paperwork and a lot of detail work that the federal government requires. I feel really good that that's going to happen, and I don't see any reason why that project won't move forward very aggressively. The water park, we have a design already submitted to the Park and Rec Committee through the city. They have that design, and it's really, really neat. It's indoor, and it's year-round. This will be the only thing of its kind, only facility of its kind anywhere in our region. And once again, we'll be a regional draw, not only for guests and families to come to our community, but also to attract permanent families.
All right, and now let's take another look at your home base, Iowa, because that's another component of trying to attract people to not only work here, but maybe also live here, too. I know you mentioned some incentive packages for those military veterans. Can you kind of give us a little bit more detail as far as what's involved in that incentive package and how the early success you've seen from that reinvigoration of that program?
There's several elements to the incentive package. They're all on our Greene County Development Corporation site. They're also on Home Based Iowa on their website. The key one, and the one that comes up right off the bat, is the relocation money. We've offered $2,000 relocation package for veterans. $1,000 comes from GCDC and $1,000 comes from the employer. It's a split. We shared that responsibility, and it's an asset that does make a difference in hiring those people and getting them to move to our community.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with our GCDC Executive Director is Ken Paxton for part one of our two-part series. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.